Hello. Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you, Dan. First of all, thanks to the elders team putting me on preaching this Sunday. So my wife by this church. And if you see me again wearing this, maybe like I'm going to preach on that Sunday. Yeah. As Dan said, like this is the first time ever for me to preach in my life on stage, and I'm very nervous. I'm shaking now, really. I remember my university presentation and like first time I share pictures that I got from God on stage here. Like I was very shaking, and still now. Yeah, but like I believe God will lead this preaching, and He's gonna use this moment. So, yeah, thanks everyone. Pray for me on preaching. Yeah, okay. And I am sure many of you have had the experience in your own life experiencing God, and if not, maybe you have seen it like in others' lives. And God is using that people's testimony to encourage you again and again and again, and like bring some of His lost children to His again. So, and this is the first time on the stage for myself preaching. So I'd like to share my testimony with sermon. Does anyone like the word obey? Yeah, as I guess, no one. Yeah, I hated it. Like, I really hated it. Yeah. And I was born and grew up in Christian family, and maybe not now, or still, maybe, I don't know. But most Korean churches and families are very conservative. And my father was a deacon in the church and serving as a conductor for the choirs. And my mother was an accompanist. And because of those, like, I had to be a good boy myself. Like, it's not just someone pressured me, but like just myself thinking, because my parents were having a position and serving a lot, like I just had to be a good boy. Yeah. Or like otherwise, like I was thinking like people inside of church would say like he's how bad I am, or like how my parents are raising me wrong. Or people outside of church maybe say like he's Christian, but why? Why is he doing this? Why is he like bad like this? Yeah. So something like that. So therefore like I was serving in choirs and orchestras and other things in the church. But that pressure made me very, very rebellious and disobedient. That impacted my study, so like I didn't want to study at all, and like because I didn't want to do whatever my parents or teachers or older people say, whatever it is, I didn't want to do it. I was so disobedient, like Israelites. God was providing everything for our family and for me, but I was just complaining all the time, try to do everything on my own. This is the point that most non-Christian, and even maybe a lot of Christians misunderstanding the Christianity, the Bible, and what God is telling us to do. In Exodus 19:4-6, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Because God loves Israelites and he worked, he showed a lot of miracles and brought them out from Egypt. His grace comes first, then obedience. I never thought of God's love first, but I was thinking I had to be a good boy for myself, or for my parents' reputation, or maybe to be saved, or to be blessed. But this is the most important thing we need to know, I think. Like, God never said, if you do the good things, if you obey me, or if you keep my laws, I'll save you. No. He never did it. He saved us first, then gave us the laws, not to himself to be glorified or pleased, but because he wants to be with us and to bless us and to make us his. In verse 5 again, God is saying, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. If I say Sean, Sam, Sophia are great, I love them a lot. Maybe some of them knows, but some of them visitors don't know who they are, right? What if I say my Sean, my Sam, my Sophia? They are great. I love them. Definitely. I'm talking about my children. Here, God is saying that. God is declaring we are his. Yeah, this is the same sequence of salvation. Because of God loves us so much, sent Jesus to the earth, and Jesus died for us. Not because we deserve to, or not because we did good work, but just because he loves us. We need to remember that. Like, that's, I think that's the most important thing in the Bible. Yeah. And back to my story again. Long story short, God was leading me to come to Chiang Rai here. If you want this long story, like, you can buy me coffee. I'll happy to tell you. Anyway, about 9 years ago, God sent Dan and Marsha, just said, like he said, to my restaurant, actually, to meet them. And I could come and listen to Dan's great sermon in the back at the first church. Thanks, Dan. I went to church so many Sundays. As I said, like, I grew up in a Christian family, and I went to church so many Sundays, and I was listening a lot of sermons. But I was sleeping almost all the sermons. Like, yeah, just literally almost all. I feel so sorry, actually, for those pastors now, because, like, while I was preparing this sermon, like, I can't imagine, like, how many hours I spent, how many times I changed all the stories, like, preaching sermons. I am very sorry for them. Literally. Anyway, I was not sleeping at the One Light Church, though. From that moment, maybe, like, I was working in my inside me, I was feeling something too, and I was praying with these verses from Matthew 7 to 11, like just shorten, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? As Dan said, he was saying this on stage? I don't know. I don't remember. But God can, of course, like he can give everything. Like everything you ask, like he can give it to you. But I was thinking, thankfully, I was not in difficult situation that moment. So like I didn't pray for like financial or anything else, but only for experiencing God. I was praying and praying with these verses for like 3 months with just these verses. And in 2018, if you were here in Thailand, you might have heard that 13 boys trapped in the cave. And we as a church were praying for them on Sunday, and I saw a picture of Jesus coming into the cave with the light and saving them. And I got a Bible story about God will save the city if there are 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 righteous men in Genesis 18. And like I shared this with Dan only at that time, like because I was not sure it was really from God, or like I was just imagining myself, because like I want them to be saved. So yeah, I just talked to that about to Dan only. But the next morning, all 13 boys were rescued, and one of them was Christian. And I knew the picture was from God back then. And this is how I experienced God at the moment. Yeah, Holy Spirit upon me. God saved me. I experienced God. Thanks. Is that it? Is that it? Maybe I can go to heaven. Yeah. But no, like we need to obey. We need to respond to his love, his grace. In Exodus 19:7-8. So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. We will do it. We need to respond. But can we do it on our own? I don't think so. I don't think so. I cannot do it. Like, I'm human. I always have like temptations. That's why God sent Jesus to the earth. Because of Jesus' obedience on the cross and with Holy Spirit, we can do it now. On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon apostles, and Peter was preaching, and people respond. Acts 2:37-41. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Yes, same for me. Like, I respond with the Holy Spirit, not by myself, not with my power, not just with my power. I'm actually a person who enjoys being alone. I don't like making relationships. And like, I was not interested in others' lives, like whatever they are doing, I don't care. Like, yeah, literally. But I started fellowships. I start meeting people. I start having meals with others. Like, as I said, like, I don't like to talk. Yeah, but still, I still need meeting people and enjoying fellowships. And also, I went to talk to Marsha. I would like to serve. If the worship team needs help, like, I would like to serve. And that's how it became a sound guy here. It's not because I am good at it. I never learned it. Not because I'm a professional. Like, it's just from my heart. Yeah. Yeah. I am not saying you need to serve more. You need to do the work more. I'm not saying that. But I am talking about obedience. This obedience is coming after God's grace. In Ezekiel 36 to 25 to 26, "I will sprinkle and clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Obedience is not just keep the rules, keep the laws. It is responding to God's love and salvation. And it is not possible to obey without the new heart given by the Holy Spirit. It was short, but it's done.
You're done?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.